Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
So I was saying to the listeners earlier that being a prayer warrior is such an important aspect of someone's Christian development, because, you know, being able to pray helps us call on the powers of heaven to help us navigate our lives in this world. So today we want to talk about how to teach girls to become prayer warriors. Deepening one's prayer life is a personal and spiritual journey that involves cultivating a closer relationship with God. The key to deepening your prayer life is authenticity, consistency, and a genuine desire to draw closer to God. So, Doctor, can you tell us how girls can make prayer a regular part of their daily routine in order to deepen their spiritual connection to God?
Thank you. So, it is important for young girls to make prayer an important part of their daily routines. And the earlier this starts, the better. It's part of their lifestyle, and they don't have to remember, they don't have to stress about it, they don't have to struggle. Mm-hmm. And this, actually, it's easier when it starts in the home as they are growing. Mm. It means that there is time for prayer for the family, whether it's daily or once a week or in the evenings, depending on the schedules of each one. But at least there's time where the family comes together for prayer. Mm. But for women specifically, the young girls, it's important for them to also have their own prayer time wherever they are, to spend a few minutes in prayer before they start their schoolwork, whether they're in college, whether they're working, because as a young woman, they're preparing to fight the struggles, and there are so many that they will meet being a woman, mm. whether it will be in their workplaces or in their new homes. Mm. And so they can learn to spend time, a few minutes, doesn't have to be an hour, just a few minutes before each program, before they start classes, whether it's at school, connect with God, commit to God, and prepare for the challenges that come their way.
Okay. So how do you think then they can, what exactly should their process of prayer be in order to build that relationship with God? Because, you know, one can say prayer is just simply asking God for protection, or, you know, praying that God helps with the exams and stuff. But what exactly can be done in their prayers in order to develop a relationship with God and not just a "please help me" type of connection to God?
Thank you so much. Yes, that is very true. Many times we come to God and then we just pray, "Oh, help me to pass," or "help me to excel mm-hmm. in my exams," mm-hmm. and so on. And many times we tend to be more serious when we are facing challenges, maybe when it's exam time. Mm. And yet we are supposed to have already been talking to God throughout the term. Mm, mm. So how this can be done is that we help the girls to develop a relationship with God, not only when in need, but at all times, because the devil is real and the devil will bring things at them in various ways, through mm. their peers, through their friends. And so it's not only when they have a challenge that they should call on God, mm. but just to learn to, just as a parent is able to speak to their children each and every day. There's no day that will pass by without speaking to their children, or the children to their parents. Mm-hmm. It's a relationship, even if there's nothing that they need, but just to say, "Oh, hi dad, how are you?" "Oh, hi mom, at school I met this and that." So it's to develop that kind of relationship with God at all times, not only in the needy times. So to commit the day in the Lord's hands, so that when they meet different pressures, they'll be able to have the right answers to give and not fall into temptation or just to follow the peer pressures that surround them all the time.
Right. Okay. And then that helps us transition. Thank you for that. You're right that we are supposed to be able to commit our entire existences to God. Every aspect of our life should be known to God because we involve Him in all those parts of our lives. So then there's something that I've noticed about us Christians or people who pray in general is that when we are in a period of adversity, we are able to pray. We are able to commit so much time to God to say, God, I am struggling. Things are difficult and I need your help. But then now when it comes to gratitude, when we've been granted those things that we prayed and fasted for, we forget to be thankful. We forget to now utter prayers of praise and gratitude to God. So then how can then girls or anyone in general at this point develop a deeper sense of gratitude in their prayers? How can we incorporate having gratitude towards God for all that He does for us in the way that we pray?
Thank you so much. Yes, that's a part of prayer that we neglect all the time. Inclusive, we very quickly forget to say thank you, God. But I think the a way that can help the young girls to always remember to be grateful is that our prayer should be divided in parts, meaning that even if I'm praying for just 1 minute, in that 1 minute, I'll praise God for who He is, what He has done for me. Then I'll thank Him for what He has done for me that I was praying for. Even if I was praying for nothing, but I'll thank Him that I'm alive today. This minute, somebody else is dying from something. In Zambia here, we have cholera, and every day people are dying. And so there'll always be something to be thankful for to God every time that I'm praying, even if it's a 1 minute prayer.
Right.
Thankful that I'm alive. Thankful that I am pain free. Right now I'm undergoing through terrible pain because of my tooth. But as I'm praying, I'll be thankful the days that I have no pain anywhere. That would be something to thank God for.
Right.
Because at this minute, there's another young lady in pain. Probably they lost their mother. Probably they have got a certain problem, a disease, and so on. So if they learn to partition their prayers or in such a way that there is praise, there is thanksgiving, and then there is, of course, asking God, petitioning God for whatever we need, then we'll always...
Oh, no. Are you still there, doctor?
I found that helpful so that I don't miss anything whenever I'm praying. Even if I have just half a minute, then I'll involve all those three
parts.
For whatever I'm praying. And so if I have prayed for something God has answered, it will be in that part of thanksgiving. If God doesn't, I don't see anything that He has answered me, but still there will be something to be grateful for each and every day.
Right, right. That is powerful. And it's when you are intentional about your prayers, when they are not just rushed, that you're able to incorporate all these things where you have your admiration for God and then you confess to God and then you give Him thanks and then you bring your supplications to Him. You've had a holistic encounter with God in that way. So then what are some strategies that we can apply to overcome distractions during prayer? Because we live in a digital age right now, right? So a lot of people now use their phones or laptops or iPads or whatever the case is to read the Bible or to read their devotionals and such. And then there's a message that pops up. And usually people tend to now go to the message and attend to that and forget about prayer or come back to prayer later. Or maybe when we are praying or when we are reading and then our mind wonders. We start thinking about things and we lose focus on what we are doing in that moment, which is spending time with God. What strategies can we apply to overcome distractions so that our time with God is truly His time without any interference?
Thank you for that. Indeed, there'll always be a lot of distractions when we are praying, distractions from all over the press. But one thing again, you mentioned intentional in our prayers, meaning that we'll even pray that during this time we have set aside to pray, that we will not be distracted by anything. We'll pray intentionally for that, but we could also avoid those distractions by making sure that we, for instance, if I'm in a place of work now,
right,
I'm in an office with other people, but there is always, I'm sure there's 1 hour that is lunch hour that is assigned for everybody to do whatever they want to do. Others might go out for lunch. Others might just stay in there doing their own things. And I could then intentionally just write something to say, for the next 10 minutes, I am having a devotion, or I'm praying, or don't disturb me, so that people won't just come, because they won't know that I'm praying or meditating.
Right.
But intentionally, just to let them know. But if I'm in my office of my own, it becomes easier, because it's possible to just write something on the door. From this hour to this hour, I'm not available. And if we are, of course, we can't get away, we can't get out. Nowadays we have, the, headsets. Headsets meaning that I won't be able to hear at least the noises around me, but
yes,
I can hear if the prayer I'm having it with another colleague, at least we can convince, and I won't be distracted so much. Then for those, I'm using a phone or tablet and all those pop-ups come in, and I'm sure there should be ways that we can, using technology again, to set our phone in such a way that those are diminished or not allowed to come in for a certain period of time.
Right.
I don't know, I'm not an ICT expert, but I'm sure there should be a way of reducing that, at least for a short period of time, that I just want to concentrate in meditating or reading the Bible or just praying.
I love how a lot of your answers today are just reminding us that, honestly, we are the ones who have to put in that work. We are the ones who have to be intentional about how we do these things in order to get the full experience of our prayer lives. And it's not, we can't blame distractions. Like you're saying, on the phone, you can switch off internet so that no messages come in. You can put it on silent. You can go to a place where there are no distractions. You can just, focus your mind on what is important in that moment. So I love that you've been focusing on intentionality, because we like blaming other things when we are the ones who should be taking responsibility of how we do these things. And you have kind of answered a lot of the questions that follow up with the things that you said. So we have to move to the last question, which says, how can then girls use scripture to enhance their prayers and deepen their understanding of God? Because to have a beautiful relationship with God, to conversate with Him, in a certain way, you need to know this God that you're talking about. So how can they use scripture to enhance their prayer lives?
Thank you very much. So scripture actually is powerful tool for prayer. It's laden with so many powerful promises, so many verses that can help us in whatever situation we are. So one way is just to read just one verse, and just concentrate on that one. And that in itself is a prayer to me. For example, Psalms 23, verse 1.
Yes.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I memorize this when we were during our Pathfinder days. And just that one verse, I'll concentrate on it. So the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It means that I shall not lack anything.
Mm.
He's my shepherd. He will shield me. He will protect me. And just concentrating on that and just praying about that and asking God, today I have this situation. I want you to be my shepherd. I want to trust you that there's this challenge. I don't know how to get out. I don't know how it can be solved.
Mm.
But you're promising that you are my shepherd. And I will not lack anything, meaning everything, there will be a way out once I am trusting that you are my shepherd. So, yes, just one verse each day or each prayer time, concentrating on it. It's a prayer enough. It's a powerful tool to just help one, the lady, whoever it is, meditate on that and just ask that God will meet them at their point of need as they claim the promise in that particular verse.
Thank you so much. I think you have really covered the points that are important, and I think what you said applies to more than just girls, but it can apply to all of us. So thank you so much, Dr. Catherine, and may God bless you and the rest of your day.
Thank you so much. My pleasure. Stay blessed.
You too. That was Dr. Catherine. We have reached the end of that discussion. She truly spoke what is important. Make the effort. You make the effort. Learn how to commit to God the time that is deserving of Him. If anything, we give way less time than He deserves. We focus on so many other things. So the time that we do reserve for Him, let it be His and His alone. And let us be intentional by having regular prayers and spending as much time in word to learn about this God that we talk to, so that He truly becomes someone that we have a relationship with.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.